Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Curvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. In the late 1970s, springtime in the American West warmed abruptly by 2 degrees Fahrenheit in the valleys, double that higher up. Our average onset of spring now comes a week earlier across the West. If these are the first signs of climate change, even longer growing seasons will trigger not just earlier blooms, but also northward plant migrations. The past provides us with lessons about plant migrations. 1,000 years ago, one needle pinyon hopped from the Raft River Mountains in Utah to City of Rocks, Idaho. Across Utah, 2 needle pinyon leaped over the Uintas to Flaming Gorge. We know this from radiocarbon dates on pinyon pine needles taken from ancient nest heaps of pack rats preserved in caves. According to Dr. Julio Betancourt of the U.S. Geological Survey, who uses these pack rat middens and tree rings to reveal past plant migrations, these recent advances by Utah's 2 pinyon pines followed the medieval climate anomaly, a period from 900 to 1300 AD marked by warming in Europe and severe drought in Utah. Droughts figure prominently in Dr. Betancourt's view of tree migrations. Droughts trigger bark beetle infestations, wildfires, and tree die-offs, opening up niches for regeneration. When the drought abates, the resident tree species typically return. With long-term warming, however, other species can move in from lower elevations or further south. Dead trees now abound on Utah's landscape, and Dr. Betancourt thinks that we are on the verge of a new spate of tree migrations. This go-round, which species retreat or advance will depend on new factors, including human fragmentation of the landscape and accelerated dispersal of native and non-native species that hitch rides with us. To conserve ecological goods and services associated with some species, Dr. Betancourt argues, we will have to manage for these plant migrations. This is Linda Curvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.